But God remembered Noah and all the animals and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God caused the wind to pass over the earth and the waters subsided. Also the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed. And the rain from the sky was restrained. And the water receded steadily from the earth. And at the end of 150 days, the water decreased. Then in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat, and the water decreased steadily until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. Then it came about at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent out a raven and it flew here and there until the water was dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water was low of the land, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of his foot, so it returned to him in the ark, for the water was on the surface of all the earth. Then he put out his hand and took it and brought it into the ark to himself. Was a fresh olive leaf, so no one knew that the water was low on the earth. Then he waited another 7 days longer and sent out the dove, but it did not return to him again.
It came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, that the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground had dried up. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you. They may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply.
Then Noah built an altar to the Lord. Took some of every kind of clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. Summer and winter, and day and night shall not.